Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Craig, you made this observation some time ago, and I just noticed it myself. And I've noticed it since you brought it up everywhere. All these hand dryers in bathrooms.
They suck.
If you look at the wall and the floor around it,
nasty.
They're all just stained.
It blows away. Mm-hmm. It blows around more stuff, too.
Yeah, it seems to.
I never liked them. I'd rather just wipe my hands in my pants. That's what I do.
Yeah.
If there's not the towels, I'll just wipe my hand in my pants.
And I saw Craig do that the other day. He skipped the dryer and just wiped his hands on his pants.
Yeah, I always wipe my hands in my pants.
Next time, wipe your hands on my pants.
That's how I plan on
do
it.
That.
If we're in there together, we should be doing that. Because we share the bathroom with other khaki-wearing dudes all the time.
Your toast is already there.
Yeah. Wipe each other's pants with our hands. Like we don't do that here. My hands aren't wet. I know. They're not even wet.
Wiping or without pants.
Pants with our hands or hands with our pants.
Whatever.
Yes. Both.
Both is fine. Yes.
Both come in contact.
I just went to get Reno. Oh, that is Reno. Reno's walking in here. Reno.
What's up?
Hey, we're live, Reno. Don't swear, man. All right.
Yeah.
Don't come in there and start swearing, man. All right.
You too, Daisy.
Yeah, you too, Daisy. You don't
come
swear
in here
too.
And start swearing.
Give Daisy a mic. She can hang out with us in here too, man. Reno.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, brother. How you doing?
It's good to see you.
In person, after a while, I watched you on Zoom. I watched you on your Facebook page for about 3 years building a house. So I'm going to get into that for a second.
Yeah.
I realized that a lot of people couldn't work during the pandemic, which we're not going to talk about. But, oh, Jesus.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want me to finish the question?
Because
I don't know what it was.
The question was that your house you were building, or were you just working construction to make money?
No, I was working construction to make money.
That's what I figured. Yeah, that's what I figured. At first, I thought it was your house. I'm thinking, okay, you're building a house.
Do you have previous experience? Are you
I do.
Good at this?
Yeah, I grew up around it, man. My grandfather was a contractor. My mom worked in it. And I went out. The whole thing started. It was supposed to be 2 weeks filming this sizzle to try to sell a show.
Yeah.
And then my stuff kept getting canceled, and my buddy's the contractor, and he's like, you know what you're doing. Do you want to stay out here and make money? Well, I'm like, yeah, dude. I got to feed my freaking kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, So I did it for 2 years, and I do Monday through Thursday, then go on the road Friday and Saturday.
Is that what you're doing? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Now, did work in construction realize why you became a stand-up comedian? Because that's a tough job.
It's tough, man, but it's the best thing I ever did.
Oh, really?
It's so weird because, like, when you're a comic, you know, you sit there and go, why do all comics tell jokes about airlines and hotels?
Right.
That's because that's all you do. You know what I mean? You don't have any other experience. It's like, hey, I saw this guy at the airport, stupid. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, why is it so monotonous? But now I have this whole new act from, like, just working and
being a regular guy.
Yeah.
Working.
And, for me, because I quit drinking a few years ago brain-wise. Just getting me out of the house.
Well, you also look good. You lost a bunch of weight. I mean, you've been losing weight recently anyway, but you look like you probably worked your ass off.
It's from working. Right. It's all from.
You can also, which none of us can do, and most comics can't do, look at something and say, I helped build that.
Yeah, or I jacked that up.
All right.
That guy's going to have a problem in the kitchen at some point. You know? But I loved every second of it. Yeah. And you know how crazy this has been.
And you were in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
So you had decent weather those 2 years, too. I mean, your winters are not like ours, obviously.
No. The summers are not like yours either.
Yeah,
it's pretty freaking hot. That's how the weight melts off.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
all right. So you did that whole 2 years. I guess everything was shut down. But you still, then when you could go out on the road, then you started doing that on the weekends.
Yeah, I still was, man. Okay. But for a while, it'd be like, I'm on my way to the airport on a Friday, and they're like, it's off.
Oh, really?
You know, and what do you mean? Oh, one of the waitresses got it or something. Yeah. You know, it's so sad.
So you're actually working. Okay, so that's cool. You got to pay the bills and do that. Now, you don't, do you want to do it anymore? No, because you're back kicking ass on the road. So
Yeah. I still will go out.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't realize I'm actually a kind of an energetic person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. You know, I was always like, I'm a sleep till four guy. You know what I mean? And now I'm like, that's probably why I drank so much, because I just ADD out. Like,
yeah.
During all this stuff, I could not have stayed and withheld. I love my wife.
Oh,
more than
you're
anything.
Right. If you would have had to stay in, like most people, and most of us just kicked up our alcohol. And you were trying to quit.
Well, my wife's one of those. she's three glasses of wine running around the house. You know, she's bouncing off the wall drinking wine. I'm a bird. And I'm like, shut up. You know? So it was like, I've got to find something.
You didn't fall off the wagon at all?
No.
And only because of construction?
No.
If it wasn't for construction, would you fall off the wagon?
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm still, even after a few years, I'm still one day at a time, you know, kind of.
Well, that's what they say, right?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, I wasn't like I don't think there's anything wrong with alcohol. No. I love people going out and drinking
having fun.
I just started putting it on my Cheerios. Right. You know, I was like up in the morning.
Yeah,
and
you're
doing
hardcore, right?
Yeah. And it, when it wasn't fun anymore.
Right.
And, you know, now come see my comedy show. Bring your big book and we'll sit down and talk about all kinds of stuff.
No, I know you've been sober.
What sort of alcohol goes best with Cheerios?
What's that?
What sort of alcohol goes best
Jack
with
Daniels
Cheerios?
On the frosting. Okay. You have to get the frosting.
Man, that sounds okay for some reason.
Oddly enough. No, I wasn't really doing that, but all you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I was a...
Now, the day when you were shooting the videos, because you're always shooting videos for your Facebook and your social media from the construction site, they ever say, hey, get back to work.
Yeah, well, here's the best thing is one of my best friends owns the company.
Got it.
So it was kind of like, do whatever. He wanted the show to take off too, but only the first 2 weeks was about the show. The rest of it was actually working.
Oh, I figured it out, yeah.
And it was, but my qualifications stop at like trim work.
I was going to say, what can you do?
Yeah, it's mainly trim. I mean, I'm just cutting shoe mold and stuff like that. I wasn't, and then cleaning stuff up.
Yeah,
but it was kind of funny because it's like, you know, you are treated one way in comedy.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the headliners, let's make sure we big. Then you get out there and it's like, pick up your effing hammer. You know, you can't leave it laying around. I'm like, I don't even use it. I've been firing that nail gun all day. It doesn't matter. You don't leave it. You know, these guys that are walking around, I judge a man by how he wraps up his electrical cord.
Nobody's walking in your green room with the construction site and asking you what you want for dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is there anything else you need? Like, that's like, hey.
You get this guy to be nicer to me?
Yeah. It's 110 degrees. I'm sitting in that blue porta potty. Like, what has happened to my life?
What is the proper way to wrap up your electrical cord?
Over the shoulder and twist and then tie in the middle.
Gotcha.
So if the hammer's on the ground, somebody would step on it and maybe pop up. It pops up.
It turns out it's dangerous out there.
Reno call you with a funny bone this weekend. That's funny, man. It turns out it's dangerous. So when did you say goodbye to the construction then? It had to be one final day. I'm done.
No, it kind of has faded into. Okay. Yeah, now I just don't have any time.
Obviously.
Like, I've been slammed, man. I think it was a whole lot of built up.
Yeah.
You know, we're all backed up.
Yeah. Now it's just like, let's go. And it.
How are the kids now, man?
My son's he just finished his freshman year in college, and my daughter's going to be a junior.
Where's she, junior in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's your son go to college?
At Lipscomb.
Oh, Lipscomb, okay.
In Nashville.
That's
he got
Nashville,
a film
right
scholarship, yeah.
Oh, cool, he's in the film.
Good kid,
All right. How are you and your ex?
Always a great question.
Even after all these years, it's still like,
I
know in the beginning, we knew you when that thing ended up breaking up. But But up thinking, I knew you didn't like each other then. But
It's fine now. You know, a lot of it was, I'm just happier.
Right.
You know, like I'm just happy.
Yeah.
And so I don't, it's weird how like that stuff doesn't overtake you as much.
Right.
I mean, I was very angry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was working construction.
But the longer it gets behind you, the easier it is.
Yeah, and my kids are good, and they're healthy, and really that's all you
can... But is she happy?
No, and that's what makes me happy. I'm not kidding.
Does she hate that you're happy?
You know, and,
I'm not kidding.
She's a good mom. And, you know, whatever else you're supposed to say.
There's a camera here, by the way.
There's a camera.
No. That's internal. And it's not okay, being video. Cool.
I did something off there. Yeah.
Probably. Did you sign something in your divorce decree? Because I've got this, so I'm not allowed to.
Not allowed to say anything.
Disparaging remarks.
I put out an album that I did. During the throes of boozing it up real good and just saying
what's the album called?
It's called Monkey.
Okay.
And some of it had to be. I called and was like, hey, let's take that out. You know, kind
of because of the kids, basically.
Yeah, kid. Yeah. Only because of the kids. Are you kidding me? Yeah, absolutely. Only because of the kid. I don't want them to think bad about their mom or think that I think bad stuff. Yeah. Which is, I realize you guys are looking at me going. Right. That is the polar opposite of anything I've ever heard you say.
No, that's true.
It's just kind of like
help the kids out.
You know,
you've been remarried how long now?
4. It'll be 5 years in December.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Does your ex and your wife get along?
No.
No. All these hand gestures. I like that.
Yeah. But everything's good.
Good, man. Good. You look happy and healthy. And I know, like I said, we with the social media got to keep in touch with you that way over the pandemic. I'm glad to see you're back out and living life and having fun, man.
Loving it,
man. And you're touring. Where can people find your dates other places in case you're listening to us other places right now? And they are, actually.
RenoColliarComedy.com.
Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha. Check it out. 1 tonight, 2 tomorrow, right, Daisy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Nick's your feature
Nick's
going to
be with me. Yeah, I love Nick, dude.
Weekend. Yeah, Nick's
yeah it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Greg, let's talk about some stuff with Reno. What's going
She's
on?
She's not a witch.
Who's not a witch?
After 330 years.
I thought you were still talking about my ex-wife. You don't know what you're talking about.
Legally.
I'm not kidding. That's my favorite line this morning. I'm not kidding.
After nearly 330 years, Elizabeth Johnson cleared of wrongdoing after she was convicted of witchcraft in the infamous Salem trials of 16 and 93.
You know what
the
sucked
Massachusetts
the most about?
Senate voted to clear her name.
You know what sucked the most about being burned to the stake for a witch, realizing you're not a witch?
Yeah.
Like, I have no powers, dudes. I mean, I don't really have any powers.
You're standing up there burning, trying to turn somebody into a frog. Come on, man.
You know, nothing ever works.
Yeah. I'm the worst witch ever.
You're still going to kill me. 300. And by the way, I know that's a long time ago, but, think about it. It's really not.
Do they say what the point of exonerating her now was?
That's a great point. Does she have all relatives, maybe?
Well, she got caught up in the trials along with more than 170 others. This particular one was never executed. She was 22 at the time.
All right.
And an eighth grade class in her hometown got this.
Oh, school project.
Got
that's
her
cute.
Declared not a witch. Yeah.
All right. Greatest voice in radio, man.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah.
Craig has the best.
Yep.
You're very kind.
Yeah. He didn't even look at you when he said that. That was weird. You're very kind.
You're very kind.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was on this date in 2016. Dr. Henry Heimlich.
Oh.
Did the maneuver?
Used the maneuver he invented to save a woman for the very first time. He's demonstrated the technique a bunch. throughout his lifetime, but this was the first time the 96-year-old had actually performed it on someone. But he was choking.
He was glad it worked.
Yeah.
If not, he was just jacking around with his buddy. You know what I mean? Let's join a fraternity.
He was a fake hump in his butt. So he's going, yeah. Oh, what'd you spit out, dude?
I'm not joking. Shut up. You are now.
I was just cracking his back.
Yeah.
You ever been? I've been around a few people. I've never had to do that. Apparently, I was little, and I choked on a hot dog. And apparently, my grandfather, they told me this years later. I remember this. Picked me up by my ankles, just held me up in the air like that, and just slapped my back. Now, I don't think you can do that with most people.
Yeah.
Well, you heard about it.
But apparently that worked.
You had to be strong.
And he was a big guy, and I was probably really small. I don't remember this.
Right.
I was probably 2 or 3. Held me up by my ankles and just slapped my back, and a hot dog flew out. Or they said I'd be dead.
An entire hot dog?
that was probably the problem.
Yeah. You're only supposed to suck on the chili dogs. Yeah.
Right. No.
So you've always had that skill.
I know. And then I told the story before in high school. We used to mess around. My same guy, my buddy would do this, and I'd be the guy that had to do it to him. And we'd just be sitting there at lunch. And he did this the whole senior year, like every 4 or 5 days. He put something big in his mouth, and he would act like he's starting to choke. And, you know, this is dumbass 17-year-old kid stuff. And I'd get behind him, and everybody would just back out because they knew what was going to happen. And I'd do the hind leg, and he would just spit whatever was in his mouth all across 4 tables.
Classic.
And we did it all the time. I kept thinking about it as I got older. I'm thinking, why is that still funny every time we did that? But then I realized I do the same stuff here every day. We might tell the same joke every 2 days. We go, that's still funny. Yeah.
But if he were actually choking, would you have believed him?
No. Well, I did the Heimlich. I'd reach me around him. I'd do that.
But you would arrange it ahead of time.
It was just like something we just did.
Oh.
All of a sudden, he would look at me and point to his throat and act like he was choking. It'd be random. I'd get out of my seat. I'd pull on it, and he'd spit everywhere across the table.
Okay.
Now, a teacher caught us once, and he was not happy. He was not happy.
He knew it was a setup?
Right. Yeah, but it's probably, yeah.
Well, after the 7th time in 3 months.
It was all senior year, you know?
Well, and the fact that they were both laughing hysterically afterwards
instead
of thanking God that one of them wasn't dead, that's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, but it's, you know,
how do you choke on pudding?
Is there any? Have you seen any incident happen to the funny bone? Daisy, when it comes to anybody choking the funny bone?
We haven't had anybody choke.
All
no,
right.
We've had seizures. We've had people pass out, that sort of thing. But nope. And a stroke. We had a lady that had a stroke on the patio one time.
And that's the guys on stage.
Right.
Dude, years ago, I was doing a show at an arena with Foxworthy and Engvall and those guys.
Yep.
And I went up on stage. Mm-hmm. And as I came off, there's a guy laying down in the tunnel. And they're giving him the paddles.
Oh, really?
Like he had a heart attack, and they're like, the guy's like, he's not going to make it. He's going down. And I'm like, oh, and the promoter's like, don't tell Foxworthy that anything happened.
He would bum out.
Yeah, he'd bum him out. I walk in the back. I'm like, Jeff, there's some guy laid out in the thing. Right? So they come back around.
Don't tell Foxworthy.
And they're bringing and Engvall goes up.
Right.
And I come off, and Mike comes back and goes, dude, the guy made it.
Oh.
They brought him back. And I was like, yeah, he just didn't want to see Engvall set. But it was weird. I mean,
love that he said, because I'm like that. People say, don't tell somebody. I turn around and tell them right away.
Oh, dude, if you have a secret, do not tell me. I'm telling you right now. I will tell somebody.
I will too.
And my wife's worse than me, and she'll be the first person I tell.
Yeah.
So it's off to the races. Like, it's gone.
Yeah. I love that. Don't tell Foxworthy it might upset him for the show, and you walk back.
Yeah.
First thing you say.
Hey, Jeff, there's some guy laid out with paddles. And he's like, what? And Mike's like, the promoter's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, the guy, I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? And then Foxworthy goes, you know, it's weird. He goes, I thought I had a great story. He was at the Fox Theater, and some woman's water broke, and she gave birth.
Oh, really?
He goes, I thought that was good. You killed the guy.
I can hear Foxworthy say that, too. You killed a guy.
Yeah, see, the kick in the pants, Reno, with telling Tyler something is when he says it, it's on the microphone.
Right.
Everybody that can hear.
Over the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With broadcast power behind his voice.
I do say off the record sometimes to people.
You never mean it.
on the air.
No, I do. No, not you guys. But if I'm out and about and somebody wants to tell me something, I'm really interested in something, I say, okay, off the record, I won't say anything on the radio. But if you say it around me, I'm not talking about personal situation, but if you say it around me, it's going on the air. Because like Reno was just saying how he's got to be out. When he was a comedian, they do airplane jokes and hotel jokes. That's all you know. I got to hear everything when I'm out. And I gotta tell stories. So you say something in front of me, I'm gonna tell it on the air. Most people like that though. Listen, I'm not gonna use your name. I'm gonna say what you just said. They go, oh, that's great. What time are you gonna do that? Yeah, well, you sound like a dick in this story. I don't care.
In a paper in the Irish Medical Journal, a retiree turned up at a hospital with short-term memory loss. They say the 66-year-old man suffered from sudden onset amnesia or transient global amnesia within 10 minutes of having sex with his wife. It's the second time the man suffered from sudden onset amnesia within 10 minutes of sexual intercourse. The first time was 7 years ago.
Wouldn't you say that if you got caught having sex with somebody?
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know.
No,
who that
he
girl
showed
was.
Up at the hospital like this.
All right.
This
how bad is that sex?
Yeah.
Do you want to forget it immediately and everything else you know?
Dude, I think he's setting himself up for something better. What do you mean you slept with my sister? I forgot.
You're right. He's laying the groundwork.
He's laying the groundwork. It's expensive, but he's in it for the long haul.
He cheats on her like 40 times.
He's got government health insurance. He's all right.
Pretty
he's coasting through.
Yeah. He's playing the long game here.
They said the guy went through an hour of amnesia before going to the hospital.
Oh, man. I'm thinking he's playing the long game, too.
That it'll,
he's the first person ever diagnosed with this.
It'll evolve into pre-sex amnesia, and you don't know who you were having sex with.
The medics described that
sister,
the earlier...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what about your sister?
Your wife's sister. No.
The medics described that the earlier amnesia event came with an identical coital onset. The paper entitled Recurrent Postcoital Transient Amnesia Associated with Diffusion Restriction says that TGA is a syndrome of sudden onset amnesia that can last up to 24 hours.
So I'm trying to get, we're all just thinking of jokes, the original line, which we nailed there, but you have an orgasm and you forget what you just did? You forget about everything in your life.
No. Not everything in your life. I think it's the recent stuff.
Okay.
Couple hours?
Yeah, it's the recent stuff. I don't know how long it is.
Short term?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you deny it.
This sudden onset amnesia can last up to 24 hours. It can show up as a diagnostic challenge because people don't understand it.
I'm
and
with
it's
Reno.
Got many potential mimics.
Your wife walks in as you're banging the neighbor and you go, what? I did what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is you got to finish.
But if you have 24,
and then say, "Oh,
yeah, shut up! I'm almost done. I want to forget this."
You got to finish in order to forget everything. Right, apparently,
is this what he's using to get out of work then the next day?
I had a thing
last night, so now I can't come.
He's wandering around the parking lot in his underwear, and his coworkers are looking out the window. I just had sex last night. He'll be all right.
Daisy, you ever had sex with somebody and they forgot about it?
They didn't.
That a girl.
Good answer. Well back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.